think of all the possibilities that an RV brings. Hi there, folks. Cher Lichtman here, Mike Thompson RV in Cathedral City. We sell all of the top RV brands in the country, and we pride ourselves on finding you the RV of your dreams. Imagine being out there in the campgrounds and on the open road in a safe, affordable RV from Mike Thompson RV in Cathedral City. Come let us show you the meaning of customer delight. Visit us at 68318 Palm Canyon Drive in Cathedral City or call us at 760-324-3651.
It's our golden anniversary. Eisenhower Health is celebrating 50 years with this wonderful community. From the day we opened our medical center back in 1971, we've done all we can to keep our relationship meaningful. We've created a valley-wide network of primary and specialty care clinics, recruited exceptional physicians and staff, invested in advanced technologies, and worked to meet your changing healthcare needs, from developing our renowned robotic surgery program to providing specialty care for the LGBTQ community. We expanded our cancer program to provide advanced services through our affiliation with UC San Diego Health. We became an accredited teaching hospital to attract talented new physicians to the area. And we continue to earn certifications, awards, and high rankings for quality and safety. So here's to us, to you, and to the next 50 years. Learn more at EisenhowerHealth.org.
If you can't get in to see your doctor as soon as you'd like, Desert Oasis Healthcare has you covered with four conveniently located immediate care clinics. Your health and well-being is our top priority. We follow all CDC guidelines for safety. Desert Oasis Healthcare members can call our patient helpline 24/7 at 760-969-6555. Find out why we say your health, your life, our passion.
From the Joey English Show, here is this hour's mystery song.
Okay, Joey pals. Nigel put together songs for the whole week by Billy Joel. So, oh, we do know this one. Shout it out. What's the title of it, Sarah?
He just said it, Uptown Girl.
That's it. Crank it up a little bit. He married her, right? Isn't that the song he wrote about Christy Brinkley?
She was in the video.
Yeah, I think he wrote this about her. We'll make a story up. Oh, that's nice. Early in the morning, get you going. Thanks, Nigel. Okay, Joey pals. It's time for my DOHC.com 969-6555. And we say hello again to Sarah Tripp. Hi, sweetheart.
Hi.
Who'd you bring with you today?
This is Summer.
Summer Meeks. Hi, Summer.
Hi, Joey.
Get up on your mic.
Hi, Joey.
There you go. I like to hear my name. It's radio. You can put your elbows on the table. Your mother can't see you.
Okay,
get real comfortable. Yeah.
Oh, that's a good tip.
You're raised, keep your elbows off the table at camp when they sing and embarrass you. What's going on, Sarah? Tell everybody your title, first of all.
Well, I am Sarah Tripp, and I'm a registered dietitian, and I am also the manager of the health education department over at Desert Oasis Healthcare.
The health education department. What's your title, Summer? Suzanne? Suzanne Summers. I'm making a new name. See, that works.
We can go with that.
Who's tired? What's your title, Summer?
My title is health coach in the health education department.
So you work under Sarah?
I do.
Is she nice to work for? Tell us everything.
She is amazing. My favorite boss ever.
Good girl. Give her a raise,
Sarah. I was
going
to say, she knows exactly the right answer.
Right thing to say. We've got that on tape. Okay, what's going on, Sarah? What'd you bring me?
Well, it's March now, as you know, and it is National Nutrition Month.
It is, really?
It absolutely
I'll
is.
I'll be darned.
But National. You're going to love the theme this time, Joey, for 2022. It is Celebrate a World of Flavors. And I think it's so easy to do that here in the desert with all the wonderful restaurants we have.
I agree. Okay. T- tell us what I need to know about eating. I'm sorry.
Of course. Well, it's just a great, you know, as dietitians and nutrition professionals, as part of this, we're just encouraging people to, you know, try some new healthy dishes from a cuisine that you maybe haven't experienced before, you know, like, but you can also, again, you can go to a restaurant if you're not sure about making something at home. But you could find a great recipe online. But I mean, Middle Eastern food, Italian food, that, you know, that's part of the healthy Mediterranean diet, right? Greek food. I know, so many good options.
And like I went to a new Italian restaurant. I reviewed it the other day, Enzio's. It used to be the Crab Shack.
Oh yes, yeah. I know exactly. I've been there.
And now it's Italian. And, you know, they asked me to come press corps, and they had a wonderful complimentary dinner. They served all carbs, but it's okay. It was one night only. The tiramisu was worth it. But they asked me to critique it afterwards, and I said, well, perhaps you want to train your servers. When there are two ladies at the table and a man, you serve the ladies first.
Oh,
so
yeah.
We have a little training to do, but the food was fabulous.
Well, that's the really important
What's
part.
The theme again? March is National Nutrition Month. Eat.
Celebrate a world of flavors.
Celebrate. Okay, keep going.
So, yeah, no, I mean, it's really just that simple. It's a great chance to try some, you know, I'm always advocating for the eating more fruits and vegetables and trying some whole grains. So if you're trying foods from a different culture than yours, it's a great chance to maybe try some fruits and vegetables you're not familiar with.
What about vegetables in the supermarket now? Everybody's got this one section's called what and one section's normal.
Normal vegetables versus abnormal?
International?
No, the ones that are... what are
organic.
The, that's it.
Ah, okay.
Obviously, I don't buy a lot of them, huh?
So, yeah, organic vegetables, granted, sometimes, you know, it depends on who the certifying agency for that is oh. You know, the definition of it. But the, let's say the general definition, of course, is that the organic vegetables are supposed to be grown without pesticides, essentially. Mm-hmm.
Without all that grown, bad stuff.
Right, grown organically.
And beef, are you supposed to eat just grass-fed beef?
You know, I recommend that. I mean, I recommend generally that people try to limit red meat to kind of a once-in-a-while special treat sort of a thing. But I think if you're going to have beef specifically, it's great to get, you know, some really high-grade, lean-cut, grass-fed. It is more expensive, but if you're only doing it once in a while, treat yourself.
Surely. And chocolate. Joey Chocolate asked her, what about chocolate, Sarah?
I know. I always say, yes, again, get the expensive
get the
stuff.
Dark.
Get the dark, high grade, you know, high amount of cacao chocolate and enjoy it once in a while. Have a couple squares of it and enjoy.
Wine. Actually, I can make chocolate red wine. I combine the two.
Well, let's
food
see.
Food groups. That's two food groups.
Right. Well, that actually brings up another thing that's going on in March. It is National Colorectal Cancer Awareness Month as well. Did I get that right, Summer?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Yes.
And so what we do want to tell people is you want to be careful with alcohol, right? Too much alcohol does raise cancer risk. So for women, it's really just one drink a day and no more. And for men, it's two drinks a day and no more. And of course, when I tell people one a day, I say that doesn't mean that huge, giant wine glass filled to the rim, is because people look at that and they're like, well, it's one glass, Sarah. And I say, oh, that's multiple servings, though. But red wine specifically, you know, has the polyphenols in it and the resveratrol. And so there's a little bit of antioxidants there. So, and it's part of a Mediterranean diet, but I do
I'll
tell people,
share a trick with you.
Yeah, keep your portion small.
The Bible says moderation in all things. That covers everything.
There you go.
So I have a nice glass of Pinot Noir. And in Europe, Beaujolais, Pinot Noir, and Zinfandel, those reds, are drunk over ice.
Oh.
So what I do when my red wine comes, the waiters go, oh, my God, what is she doing? I ask for a glass of ice. I pour the ice in the red wine. Two things happen. It lasts longer, and number two, it looks like more wine. It's
well, and that's a nice way to cool off, and, but it's a little hotter out, too.
But then I sip it the whole time, and as it gets further down the glass, I add water.
Mm-hmm.
So by the time dinner's over, it's like rosé, but I've only had one glass.
Oh.
And what it's about when you're drinking, or you have to cover restaurants, or that's part of your lifestyle, it's the prop. You need the prop in your hand. So that's a good trick, Joey Pals. You've heard me say that before. Add water to anything, white wine, you know, red wine.
Absolutely.
And you get used to the taste of it as it changes. And you're only having one glass.
It's a smart tip.
Yeah, it is. Do you do it with flat water? Or because I know I add sparkling water sometimes
I use my
alkaline
water.
Oh, okay. All right.
Now, let me tell you the trick about that. Joey Pals have heard me say this. Regular water takes 26 minutes to get from your stomach, 26 hours, sorry, to get from your stomach to your brain. Alkaline water takes 3 minutes. So guess what happens when you mix alkaline water with vodka or wine? Oh! It gets to your brain quicker.
Oh, da-da. Goodness.
Think about it. I'll wait.
Quicker buzz.
Yeah. But then when you go home, if you have any after effects, if you drink more of this, it takes away that warm and glowy, which is sort of self-defeating.
No.
But it's fun to know that kind of stuff. You need to know your own body and what it will do.
Sure.
Because red wine's so good for your heart.
Yeah, no, it's
right?
Definitely in moderation.
Everything in moderation.
Small. Yes, exactly. Chocolate too.
Brian Hodgkins taught us that the one chemical element maybe missing in the brains of Alzheimer's patients who have obviously died and they're being autopsied is a chemical that has one source on Earth, red meat.
Mm.
So there. It's a really long word. Do you remember it? I couldn't pronounce it. Started with an A. It's a really, really long chemical that's in red meat that is missing in the brains of people who have Alzheimer's.
I'm gonna have so to that email says, him and ask him. I'm not sure.
That says you need to have moderate amount of red meat. Or maybe I made that up.
But it sounds really good.
It sounds
if you
good,
did,
doesn't
so.
It? We're listening to Sarah Tripp, Regional Director of and manager, say it.
Oh, I'm the manager of health education.
At Desert Oasis Healthcare. Keep going. We talked about vegetables, beef, red wine. What kind of impact does your diet have on National Colorectal Cancer Awareness Month?
Well, your diet and lifestyle do play a large role in your colorectal cancer prevention and prognosis. So consumption of meat, sugary drinks,
alcohol,
lifestyle factors.
What's that mean?
Lifestyle factors just are our jobs, our busy lifestyle, the kind of foods that we grab when we're out on the go.
Stress,
sleeping patterns, our Western diet patterns, being overweight or obese, physical inactivity,
everything.
Smoking.
Check these off, folks. Yeah. We got them all.
So definitely just trying to, you know, again, recognize those factors and finding ways to sort of overcome them, you know, getting more sleep.
Summer. Or Suzanne. That funny? She's my neighbor. I should. That's so rude to get somebody's name wrong.
I get called Heather a lot, actually.
Do you know what people call me? Well, I've talked about this before. Kelly.
Kelly.
Really?
And to me, it doesn't even sound like Joey, but if I'm, you know, texting in my phone verbally and I'll say, it's Joey English, it'll record, it's Kelly.
Oh.
Or if I'm on the phone to someone, you know, this is Joey English, you'll say, okay, Kelly. And to me, I can think of a million other names. What's yours again?
Heather.
See, that doesn't even...
My entire
life. How do you get Heather from summer?
From all different places and people, they say, oh, Heather.
You must have a doppelganger somewhere named Heather.
Or people are having too much red wine. So what are the symptoms of colorectal cancer?
Symptoms, it's one of those things where it's not necessarily that you'll have symptoms.
Really?
Yeah, so.
Sneaky.
That's why it's important to get screenings by your provider.
Colonoscopies. Do you have an age to start
once
that?
Once you hit 50, it is really important to
get
a colonoscopy.
And obviously some people who are at risk may need to talk with their provider and start even, you know, younger than that. And luckily there's more than one way to get screenings now. Don't ask me to list them all because that gets out of my area of expertise. But yes. I can tell you it's not just the colonoscopy.
I just lost a friend who had a colon rupture. I'm not saying right. A gastrointestinal.
Like a mass or a, yeah, a rupture. A rupture.
And died in 3 hours. Oh my God, it was horrible. Very painful.
Sorry. Yeah.
And that's... a girlfriend who has a blockage, and another acquaintance who's in the hospital right now in LA with a colon blockage, colorectal blockage. So it's funny that you should say March is this month, because suddenly the universe says, look at all this.
Yeah, no, if people are noticing any symptoms like fatigue or a change in
fatigue,
their,
we have that all the time.
Bowel
Give me
habits
another one.
Or pain, like
diarrhea.
Abdominal pain. Yeah, I mean, it could be any of those things, something that's a change or different or, you know, regardless, if they're having those issues, they should definitely talk to their provider and, you know, kind of see if their provider thinks they should get screened if there's an issue.
That's scary, isn't it? The girl in Beverly Hills that's an acquaintance of mine, she had friends over for a luncheon and about 5 o'clock just had horrific lower abdominal pains.
Yeah, no, that definitely
And went
is
to
a
the
reason.
Hospital and they kept her.
Yes. Oh.
How do you correct something like that?
It's diet and lifestyle changes.
Immediate, yeah. But don't
well,
you have
prevention.
To...
Oh, like for treatment for like a bowel blockage or for... cancer, any of those things? Well, definitely, like
surgery,
you said,
it
can be surgery in some cases. Sometimes it's also just rest, or they, for a blockage, they'll put a tube down and decompress
down
everything.
Your throat.
Yeah.
That happened to a male friend of mine a couple years ago. He called me crying. He was in terrible pain. Oh. Picked him up, took him to desert, and it was a twisted colon.
Oh.
And they put the tube down his throat, through his stomach, into his upper intestine, and sucked out with a blockage.
Oh.
It was hard to imagine how that could be done medically, but I mean, we have all the treatments, don't we?
Yes, no, yeah. If someone is having, you know, like, again, an onset of, like you said, lower abdominal pain, definitely needs to be checked out. So people need to go to the urgent
care.
Or
visiting with, let me get their names right, S&S. Sarah Tripp and Summer Meeks. They're here from Desert Oasis Healthcare. We're going to continue talking with them. But first of all, if you're near your phones, I've got presents for you.